Blackstone Audio presents Kings of Midnight by Wallace Strobe. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. Some lose their life by not knowing how to save it, others by not wanting to. The person who races through a life of vice comes to a doubly quick end. Balthazar Gracian, The Art of Worldly Wisdom. 1. Chrissa pulled the ski mask over her face, shifted the front-end loader into neutral, looked across the blacktop at the ATM, the red brick bank beyond. Heat lightning pulsed on the horizon. The loader chugged and shook around her, the vibration coming up through her boots. With a gloved hand, she cleared condensation from the windscreen. At the far edge of the parking lot, near the trees, Hollis flashed the headlights of the stolen pickup. She worked the bucket control lever with her right hand, heard the mechanism clank and hum. The bucket rose slowly. She'd stolen the loader from a construction site a half mile away, driven it here down back roads with the headlights off. They'd chosen the bank because of its location. Woods on three sides, and a highway in front. But at 3 a.m., the cars were few and moving fast. She braked, pushing the steering column lever into first gear, stepped on the throttle pedal. The loader surged forward, eager. She tried to steer around a curb, but caught the edge, the big tires rolling over it, the cabin rising and falling. The ATM was on a concrete island, the farthest of the three drive-through lanes. She came in at the wrong angle, had to brake, back up. The reverse sensor beeped, barely audible over the engine. As she backed and filled, she could see Hollis watching her.